Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Tonight is the night that we just say thanks to the Father through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for all the blessings He has blessed before us. Tonight we say, praise you, Father. We thank you, we love you, and we adore you. We call upon you because in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name that's a precious, potent name, we say thank you for everything you have done for us this day. How you kept us, how you shown us, how we must walk by faith and not by sight. Tonight, we just say we love you, we adore you, and most of all, Father, we said thank you, and in praising you, we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify your name. As we woke up early this morning calling on your name, there was no God, but you're the only true God. And for this, we said thank you. And then, Father, because we watched the enemy come and attack again. Those people today that the enemy came in through an unknown vessel that didn't know Jesus Christ. We don't know, but you know it better than we do. All to your glory, Father. But we pray this night that the children who were moved from this earth realm will be in your presence through Jesus Christ. I pray this night, Father, that we come to one understanding. If we don't have life and love for the children, we cannot hear what God said. He said, suffer us to become like little children. We need to have a little child attitude that we don't have to be aware, to see what you're doing in this hour and day. And then, Father, because we call on your name constantly, we pray to you constantly through Jesus Christ. And then, Father, I just come before you and say, all that I've said or done, it is sins, known or unknown, in my body at this time, I ask you to forgive me, that the love of Jesus Christ might be where it's supposed to be in my life. And I thank you for everything. And I praise you, and I love you, and I adore you. And I said, thank you, Father. I give you the praise. You're the one that can make it possible. I pray this night for my house. I pray that I be the man of this house. I pray for Marty, my wife. I pray for my son, Chauncey. I pray for my daughter, Nikki. I pray for my son-in-law, Kevin. I pray for my daughter-in-law, Timothy. I pray you will keep, that you will give us to know, my grandson. I pray not only, Father, but I pray for the United States of America. I pray for for the president, for the senators, elected officials, U.S. representatives. And then, Father, I just call upon you. And you said to call upon you, and you will answer us, and you will see us. We call on you tonight. I call on you tonight that your word will be magnified in the bodies of those out there in the earth realm. And I ask you tonight, Father, I give you the praise, I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I thank you for all things work together. Tonight's the night, Father, that I just say thank you. Oh, my, Father. You said, when Solomon had finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and he came into Solomon's heart, in his heart, Father, let it be in our heart, that we will continue to prepare a place for you in our hearts, in Jesus' name. And I want to ask you, Father, tonight, across radio land, throughout the radio station, somewhere, you will hear our cry, have mercy. Somewhere, you hear our cry, have mercy, Father. On those mothers and fathers today that went through the trial and tribulation that they went through today. While some are broken up, Father. While some who have the power in their own hands and negate and bring that law to a consequence. That's why we have to depend on you, Jesus, to take it to the Father. Because we know that they don't have no righteousness because they have the darkness. And you said in your word, all things work together for those of us who will call upon you. And I said, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I praise you, and I love you, and I adore you. I thank you, Father, for everything that you have done. I love you, and tonight I say, without you, I can do nothing. But through you I can do all things. Tonight, Father, I say, have mercy. Have mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory. I give you the praises. I give you the praises. I give you the glory. I thank you. I thank you. And I praise you. And I love you. And I adore you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah to you, Father. Hallelujah to you, Father. All praise your holy name. All praise your holy name. It is you. For this I said, thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father. I said, thank you, Father, for everything. And I just praise you and love you. And I pray this night, Father, this day, in this life, on October 1, 2015, at about 8:07, that we will come. We will come before you, and we say thank you. We will come before you, and we will love you. We will just we will bow before you. And you said in your word, and you said in your word, call upon me and see if you will answer. You said in the book of Psalms, Father, you said in Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help come from you, Father. My help doesn't come from the mankind, but my help comes from you, you, Lord, who made the heaven and earth. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you. And you said he that keep it, who keep it, will never slumber nor sleep. And he that keep it, Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep. Because we know that in the third, in the Middle East, that Russia is trying to stir up the war, the enemy behind the scene, but we call him a liar. Because we know it's a lost deal. You done lost it, Satan, you need to realize. But we know God, you has a plan that must go and finish out. Because as we see it finish out, we just say thank you. And Father, we just declare in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked, you will hear from heaven. Father, we know you have the power to hear from heaven, and you forgive our sins. And you will let us know, Father, that you're the one. And you said that you will heal the land. Our land needs a healer. The food is drying up. The water is drying up. But your word is still powerful. And for this, we say thank you. I have nothing to say, but thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us. Tonight's one night I just stand before you, and I bow my head, and I say thank you. I'm looking unto you. You are the author and the finisher of my faith. Tonight, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Oh, my ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I love you, Father, and I praise you. Without you. And then, Father, I just want to thank you for everything that you've done today. Oh, yes, Lord, because today you allowed me to just get up and get into the water and walk through the water. And I want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. All the little stuff, Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight's the night that we just had it set for the young man, 2 Chronicles 7:14, to come in, but he hasn't called yet, but I just want to keep the lines open to everybody got something to say. The line is open, and I want to thank God. And the more we see what God is doing in us, through us, and by us, the more we can call on him, the more we can know him. Because the more we keep the line open, God is there for us. But I got a request from a good friend. I call her Thelma Charles. And Abraham knows her as well as I do. But I retired with her from the city of Houston. As she was coming home this past Sunday, on her way home, She was turning the curve. Some big truck bobbing and weaving. Hit her, not her head on, but sideways, and flipped the car over. And the only thing stopped was a tree stopped her. When they came to get took her out of the car, her ankle was all broken up. But like I have said many times, and I think this summer said on the radio, we don't know what to be the last day. But she said, I want to thank God that God let me here just for one more day. One more day. That's important. And the more we trust God through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the more God wants to move in this earth realm. Because the time has come where we got to know that we know that we know that we know. Either we're going to be or we're not going to be. Hallelujah. That's one of them. I just want to thank God for y'all who are out there listening and hearing me, and I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. So the line is open. Anybody got something to say? Perhaps if the speaker going to come on or not, we're just going to keep the line over, and now people got some things they want to hear us talk about. Amen and amen and amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. See, one thing that I've come to understand, and the God we serve is a just God. He's a merciful God. He's a knowing God. He is a God of all knowing. And the more we get into what God is saying through us, and as I was putting some scriptures together, I was talking about the Son of God. Now, I went back to the New Testament in terms of Old Testament, pointedly, and I went to Matthew 27:54. Now, here's the reading that I found that blessed me as well as you. Now, when the centurions and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feel greatly saying, truly, this is the Son of God. That's when they have put him on the cross. Now, that general, that centurion, they watched the earthquake. My God Almighty, thank God for Jesus. Thank God. And see, the unclean spirit saw him and fell down before him and cried, thou art the Son of God. Those demons knew it. They knew it. Unclean spirits. Ah! And they cried with a loud voice and said, what have you to do with us, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure you thee by God. They had to go to God to get permission. Good God Almighty, I love you, Father. Had to adjure thee by God. Thou torment me not. Now, you know what? Glory to God. God, you're so good. And you see, as God moves on us, I will say, I'm more into what God wants to do in the body of Christ. And the more I see it doing, and the more I say. So I say again that tonight's the night that the first day in the month of October, we got 31 more days, which is only end on a Saturday. And if somebody is not ready to be able to praise God, we're all in trouble, big time. But we have to do is trust God. We have to believe God. I have to believe God. See, there are times that we come in life that we see what is before us, what God is doing for us and through us and by us and around us. It behooves us to stay firm with the Lord. And so I'll say one more time, around the horn, if anybody got something to say tonight, it appears I've not heard something from our speaker. So does anybody have anything to say, got a question or a statement, a praise report or what? Will somebody please let me know something? Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I will do this here, and I will put this song until because I love to praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Huh? My. My God, He's so good. His mercy endures forever. And I just keep seeing what God is doing in my life. And all I can tell somebody else that I'm grateful, I'm thankful because of what He's doing for me. Now, I don't know what God is doing for you, but all I can say is He's doing a lot for me. And the more I trust God, the more I believe Him because of what He says He's going to do, He's doing it. Not so much of what somebody else said, but what God has said in his word. And the more I see His word, the more I love His word, the more I want to live His word, the more I want to do His word, the more I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because God is always there with us. And the best way I can see it is that if we see what God is doing for us, in us, by us, the more God will do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Praise the living God. Do you love Him? 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 Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, glory. My. The God of Abraham, my. Oh, glory. Hey, glory to God. Yes. God be the glory for the thing He has done. Praise God, praise God. Does anybody just know that? How much you really love God? Have you just stopped, take the time to just call on God and say, God, it's all right, it's all right? Amen. But have you taken the time out to just give God the glory and to praise Him and to just love Him? Because He ain't going to find nobody better than God. And I just have to tell you, He's all right with me. He's alright. He's alright. He's alright with us. And the more we trust him, and the more we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. I know that the judge is on his way. He texts me. He says he's on the way. So I just give him I just got the line open for him. We got time when he come on. But I just want us to know the more we trust and believe God, the more God will do. See, my faith right now accelerating to that point where I can say, yes, Lord. I'm seeing some things, believing some things, watching some things that are happening in my life. And the more I trust God, the more I can see God doing it. Because God is doing it, not man, but God is doing it. And the more we trust and believe in him, the more God will do it for us. And all I can say to all of you listening to us, stay ready. Stay ready. Amen. Stay ready. Because when you stay ready, we don't know what's going to happen. As I said earlier about this 10 dead at Oregon's community college shooting, we got to pray for these young people. We got to get out there and believe them. And all I can say is we got to stand firm. We got to stand firm. If we don't stand firm, we're gonna be in a whole lot of trouble. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, oh, Jesus. Yes. My. Ah, yeah. Let me see here if the judge has made it. The judge ain't back. Amen. I was putting something to get ready to put something together on Facebook that I wanted to. But by the time we get out there, it'll be ready. But there's some other things that I've said to the believers out there. Believers. Can you believe? If you can believe, all things are possible. All things, not some things, all things. And the more we trust him, his word is super. His anointing is super. His anointing is, and all I want is more of it. I want more and more and more and more and more. Now, the line is open for the present time. I see two people out there. You got a word to say tonight? It's your turn. Amen. Praise the living God. Well, let me say it to you like this here. Let me take a word that I got here, a Bible I just bought not too long ago. And I was looking through it. It's called The Book That Perry Stone Has Something. And he said some things in here. And one of the things I began to pick up and see, faith. Faith transcends experience. So when we can sit and talk about that, see, there are many subjects that I've written down and studied, see in different books, and I peruse. In other words, I read through, I see it, because what God can do for us, we are the ones that can call upon God's name and who can give us everything we need. But you see, if you don't know Jesus Christ, what good is it for you to say, I know God? If you don't know him, you don't know him. No sense in lying about it, you don't know him. If you don't know the Son of the living God, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know the Son of God. It's in the scripture. For he that knoweth not the Son knows not the Father. But he that knows the Son knows the Father. Why? Because he takes you and introduces you to him. And I will say this to us who are living in this temporal time. It causes us to pray, to believe, to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who thought it not to be rich. See, when Jesus did what he did, more than one thing I can say, this God we serve is an awesome God. Because he has, I don't know, but all I can say, beloved, is this. He loved us. He loved us. And I often ask the question, how much of us would love him back? One person said, well, I want some money. God got all the money in the world. I wanna. Well, what do you want? What does God want that you want? I want God to reveal to me through his Son, Jesus Christ, the fullness of his word. Give me understanding of your word. Give me wisdom of your word. And that's what God wants. That's all God wants. If you ask him, he'll do it for you. But you ain't got to go begging. God don't have no beggar. Some people want to go just beg. Well, you know the Lord will do this. Lord, if you do what the Lord asks you, he's going to do it. You just got to wait on him. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And I know he'll do it. I know he'll do it. See, and I see these young people got coming online with us every so often. I encourage them. I call them every day and I encourage them. Keep that fight going. Keep that fight going. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Keep that fight going. And see, the more we take God at his word, the more God takes us at his word. Judge, are you there?
Yes, Doctor. How about you? Hello, everyone.
I'm blessing you, good.
I'm doing pretty well also. Hey, go. It's an awesome day, and I'm apologize for my tardiness, but from time to time, I've got to wear dad hats and husband hats also, so I won't have as much time this evening to spend with you, and that's my fault.
That's all right. Whatever time you got, it's okay. If you give us 10 or 15 minutes, it's okay.
All right. Well, let me start off by saying this. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Same here.
I'll be right with you. I'm on the line. I'll be right with you. Okay. I'll be there. I'll be okay. Yes. Now, see, gentlemen, that's what I mean. The other situations that require your time also. Let me first thank you, Dr. Hunter, for an opportunity last weekend to speak to some men. God had told me that he's going to open up doors that he opened. And in a moment, I'll explain what I mean. I appreciate the opportunity always. I've got this fire that he's put inside of me that desires to be released. And I know there's just a lot of truth that he's given me to share with others. Not that anyone else doesn't know or can't know, but when he sought me for redemptive purposes, and I recognized that he caught me doing what I was doing, I asked him to allow me, as David did, the intimacy of a relationship, the mm-hmm. restoration of that relationship. And I said that I'd go tell no good guys or knuckleheads or transgressors about him. And he's called me to do that. And again, it's a pleasure to cooperate.
It was awesome. So I thank God for you.
We had an awesome time. It was fellowship. It was truth-telling. It was transformational. It was sharing testimonies. And then afterwards, you had the opportunity for one-on-ones and to speak or answer questions and just share other information. But what was great about it is I didn't know, Dr. Hunter, that I'd be speaking to pastors and ministers. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Oftentimes you have an opportunity to speak to, you know, perhaps deacons or just other persons in the church, you know, men in the church. I didn't know I'd be speaking to hierarchy and leadership. And so what was so fulfilling to me, in the sense that the Holy Spirit used me, is I got an opportunity to share with those who are supposed to get this information and pass it on to others. And it was a wonderful thing when I recognized, I go, wow, he allowed me to talk to pastors. I mean, because a lot of times you have to get on an appointment list. You have to, pastor, can I meet with you? And it's sometimes difficult because pastors are busy. And here it was on a Saturday morning that a few of them were gathered together just because Dr. Hunter, in obedience, you allowed me an opportunity to share. And I thank you and I appreciate that. Now,
what the Lord has done for you, sir. We thank the Lord for you.
Well, what he's doing with us being males is we're responsible to transform our communities. Now, that's not saying that it's not his responsibility. It's ours to walk it out so that others can see the difference in the before and the after. The others can see the redemption. The others can see that I am a different man now. The others can see that I have a relationship with God, and it shows in my countenance, my conversation, my character, and my conduct. And with that, as you do that, then others will catch the memo, catch the situation, understand, be able to glimpse it, be able to ask questions, can get excited about what the creator of the universe is doing in our community through his men. And that's just an awesome thing to share with others. It's the season for it. Why? I've heard others say, I'm glad you asked. Well, why? Because at this point, as we're in these last days, it's an opportunity for us as African-American men, as Negroes, as Dr. King said, to basically get it right and then show others that we're doing differently than we did before. And that's not a broad brush, Dr. Hunter, or a broad brush indictment saying that all black men or all African-American men or Negroes are messing up or doing wrong. But there's a great many of us, far too many of us, have gone that path and we stayed too long, and our communities have suffered in the process. In the meantime, if you weren't present with your daughter to comb her hair as a baby, then, of course, when she's older, she might not have the respect for you as a daddy. Yes, you might be a father by birth, but she might not have the respect for you as a male figure in her life offering direction and guidance. If you weren't present at the dinner table because you work too often, that's excusable because they know where you are, they being your family. But if you weren't there because of other reasons, other enticements or temptations or other circumstances that presented themselves where you made a decision and it just kept you away from your family, then you might not have been able to ask that young man, hey, how was school today? Hey, what did you learn? What did you like about your teacher? Did they compliment you today? Well, what did you do on that exam that you took yesterday that you told me, hey, Dad, I'm excited about it or whatever? If you weren't there for those formative years, then certainly it's a little difficult to show up in their teenage years and have a belief that they're going to listen to you, believe what you say, because they got all that hurt that they're carrying around for you not being present. So there's some things that we have done that we get to not explain away, take responsibility for. Take responsibility for and explain, this is where I was. I apologize for hurting you. Please forgive me. Allow me to show you that I can do better. And that's the same thing perhaps in speaking to your wives and sharing with them and taking responsibility for them having to step up and be those kind of person and having the weight of a family on them. That's what men are supposed to do, take responsibility for it. And so just being able to dialogue about some of those things last Saturday was kind of awesome. And again, I just want to say I thank you and appreciate you listening to God's voice. Hello? Am I there? Hello? Dr. Hunter?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay, thank you. I didn't know. From time to time, there's always silence on the phone. But that's what we're able to do, what I believe God has always called men to do. But it's just at this point in time, it's rather important, because without men in the household, every woman is not a big mama, okay, or that big mama persona. Every woman is not able to put the fear and also respect and love that a young man needs in respecting authority. And I know that, and if you allow me to share it, perhaps I've talked about this before. In my profession, I run into a lot of people. They talk too often. I've got a young man or a young lady who stands before me, and I ask them a question, and the first thing out of their mouth is, "Yes, ma'am." Now, there was a time when I took offense to it, because, you know, I go, well, what is it that you're looking at? Is there something feminine about me, or why you responded in that way? But what God, I'd say, hit me to or spoke to me, or the Spirit actually shared with me over a period of time, is that in the particular person's life who's standing before you, those persons who've had the authoritative figures in their lives have been women. Maybe it was the principal at school, or maybe it was the teacher. Maybe it was if they went to church, perhaps it was the Sunday school teacher. Maybe it was, you know, a household full of sisters, and the mom was the head of the household. But whatever it is, when authority speaks to them, someone in authority, their response is kind of already been programmed in them. Yes, ma'am. And so I know firsthand what happens in some scenarios when there aren't men present. You have young men who are now older, you know, the trying to find models in which to seek after, become, to get information about manhood, and they have no fear of the police. They have no fear of authority. They put their pants on the same way you put yours on. I know how to handle a pistol and cock it and load it just like you do. And part of that is certainly the lack of men in the household or that father figure. But the other part is perhaps deceptive. Perhaps it's not purposely done, but certainly it leads to a consequence of our society. If you have every game allowing you to kill someone, you know, on television or in the movie, that over a period of time you lose their consciousness about seeing someone die, it's the conscious and seer. So therefore, you don't recognize what authority is because it hasn't been, you know, modeled before you. That some guys are fortunate. You had a football coach or maybe a basketball or track coach who'd hold you accountable for your actions, for your performance, for those things that you were around the coach for. But oftentimes, you didn't, because if you didn't perform or if you didn't respect the authority, you're out of it. You're off the team. Therefore, you're not getting that constant reinforcement that you need. You're not getting that this is what is expected of you. This is the type of behavior that's expected of you because you're rebellious and say, I can't deal with it, and don't have to. That's far too. And you know, and then now you have a rebel who's just running away from authority and won't receive it in any form or fashion. So we've got a society where, again, as men, we have to take responsibility for that. And given opportunity, Dr. Hunter, and other opportunities to speak to men, we're going to stand in the gap for them. We're going to come before our Father and say we've messed up and our ancestors have messed up.
Yeah.
Just like it talked about in Nehemiah, so that God will hear what we're doing. We messed it up, and it's up to us, not by our desire, but by God's desire, to bring it back in the fruition, to take opportunities to show them that we can get it right and that take responsibility for what we've gotten wrong.
My God.
Folks, I'm told by my wife that my dinner's getting cold, so again, I can't be with you long tonight, but I did want to share a few words.
We love her. We love her. We thank God for her.
Well, I definitely passed that on, but give some thought to the nuggets that I was able to share tonight, and just know that for those of you who are women, those of you who are mothers, those of you who are sisters, those of you who, you know, again, have had to bear a responsibility of running households and taking care of things and paying bills for far too long without the father or the other male figure there. Know that there are those of us who are concerned about it and desire to make a difference for that upcoming generation. There are those of us who desire to stand in the gap for our families so that we can bring about the changes. Biblically, it would indicate that as the man submits to Christ, that those who in his purview, those who he's responsible for, those who he's king, not of, but who in his kingdom he serves, they'll fall in line with him, with what he's desiring to do, with his particular plan or strategies to accomplish what's good for those in his kingdom. And so we're concerned about it. We desire to make a difference. So for those of you who are listening, contact Dr. Hunter. Contact anyone else, the guest on the panel. Contact me if you like. And let's dialogue about how to bring that change, not to bear, because prayer do that, but how to spread it so that it'll catch on like a fire. And then, Dr. Hunter, what you'll have is you'll have men in those churches. And when the men are in those churches, then you'll have the pastors speaking, not honey, child, and baby. Then they'll be talking in a manner that even a man can be respected. They'll be uplifted. They'll be holding accountable, right? And then that'll be the beginning of the change in our community. The church used to be the formative place where people met to discuss ideas, not religion, but what God is doing, the blessings that he has, share testimonies, is the center point of our community. The
Amen.
Church has to regain that. And when doing so, we'll take back some of the things that God has asked us to do, which is to be our brother's keeper. And therefore, we can get the government out of that business,
Amen.
And the resources that are being used for all of that, we can hold those accountable who are receiving the information and receiving the resources so that we can bring about the better making of men, women, boys, and girls. Now, with
amen.
That, I'll say good night to you and amen.
Good night. God bless you. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. And again, Dr. Hunter, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. Good night to you all.
Thank you, wife, and thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I guess that's what God had me do, just to deal with that, because I know he's had a busy, busy day. But any other words you got to say, my beloved sister? Are you there? I'm going out there. God bless you until the next time.
Amen. Good night.